Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us now for our daily visit. Commodores at home tonight in men's college basketball to play Georgia. 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off on the Zone. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. And I know we spoke with Kevin Stallings yesterday and, you know, talked about the whole deal of whether A.J. Ogilvie is able to play or not. You go with the game plan that you have, and you may or may not have an update on A.J.'s health heading into tonight's game.
Well, I was at practice yesterday. He was scheduled to practice probably about 45 minutes or so yesterday, and I believe he did. And I think they anticipate he'll play. It's going to be another one of those, see how he feels today after practicing yesterday, see how sore it is, come out for the shoot around this afternoon and, get a little bit of better idea of it. But I believe he'll play. That remains to be seen, obviously, but you're right. If he can't play, then you look to a guy like Festus Ezeli to get in there and have to play more minutes. As he did at Kentucky. I think Festus probably, at least hopefully, picked up some confidence because I thought he really did a pretty good job in there muscling with Patrick Patterson throughout that game. Patterson only had one rebound in the game, came in averaging almost 10. So I think hopefully he picked up some good vibes from that and some good confidence playing one of the really better post players in the league and doing pretty well against him.
Jody Meeks has had some good games this year, but what he did last night had to get some people's attention around the SEC.
I think Player of the Week award is pretty much sewn up, don't you? 54 points, when you think of beating Dan Issel's single game record at Kentucky, is pretty special. And boy, he just got on fire. They had no answer. And we actually, you kind of, when you play them, you have a little bit of fear that he's going to be the guy that's going to get the hot hand. Actually, when you think about Vanderbilt's game with Kentucky, there are several good positives we talked about. One was holding Meeks below his average. Now, his average was 24. He scored 21, but he didn't get his average. So, there were some good things that came out of that game. But Meeks is an explosive player, and certainly you can tell now him being healthy makes him a really tremendous player.
That game last night got to me to thinking a little bit about Chris Jackson when he played for LSU, and I think the years I've watched the SEC, I still think Chris Jackson is about as good of a pure scoring guard as anybody I can remember in that league.
Probably was at the time, and maybe since. There have been a lot that have come along that could shoot the long range jumper and those kind of things, but he could get himself open quick. He handled the ball so well, and he'd bring the ball down court and all of a sudden go up on you and you weren't ready for it. You may be right, though. His name certainly comes up when anybody talks about top players they've seen in recent years.
So they're rolling in the alums. I know Buster Olney from ESPN is going to be there, and Will Perdue.
Yep, they'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun to see them. A little program that'll start out meeting with the students before the game, and hopefully we'll get to visit with them during the game at some point.
Is Buster going to explain the infield fly rule?
Hopefully we'll get his his talk about many topics in baseball, certainly some hot ones going on right now. A couple of other topics, I don't know if you guys saw, Bobby Johnson was elected to the Board of Trustees of the American Football Coaches Association,
right?
Which is it's a pretty prestigious group to be a part of. It's an 18-member board that he's on that helps form policy and direction for the coaches, and I think he was really, he says he was floored by it. I would believe that. It's a great honor for him. Another one that doesn't get a lot of notoriety, but Rob Whiting is a senior at Vanderbilt, and he is one of the five collegiate nominees for the Coach Wooden Cup that's given to a collegiate athlete and a professional athlete that have made the greatest positive influence in the lives of others. It'll be given in Atlanta on Wednesday. The professional honoree this year is Cal Ripken. Other guys who won in the past, Peyton Manning has won it. It's a very prestigious award, and Rob does such a tremendous job. And he is an Ingram Scholar, which is a program that is very close to my heart. I worked with that program at Vanderbilt for a number of years, and just a tremendous young man and very deserving of any of these honors.
They never call me to help choose those Ingram Scholars. I can't ever figure that out.
I think it's probably, you can't be too close.
Right,
exactly. That's probably it.
You spend so much money there, Kevin. I know why they just don't salute you.
I got my name on the court. That's the best I can do.
I know that you had to decide if you were going to give your money to the SAC thing or if you were going to give it to the Ingram Scholars. And so I think you went the other way this year.
I split it up.
Yeah.
Joe will talk to you later, 6 o'clock pregame tonight.
Okay, guys.